Unit 2, Lesson C, Exercises 6 and 7.
People say that money can't buy happiness, and in some ways it's true. We all know that the most important things in life, our friends and family, for example, can't be bought or sold. On the other hand, though, there is definitely a connection between money and happiness. People who don't have enough money are, in general, less happy than people who do have enough. According to scientific studies, the more people earn, the happier they are, but only up to a certain point. And in fact, we know what that point is. It's $75,000 a year. Once people's earnings rise above $75,000, there is no extra increase in their happiness. The effect disappears. What's more, the effect only seems to be true for individuals, not for countries. As the economist Richard Easterlin discovered, richer countries are not happier in general than poorer countries. This is known as the Easterlin paradox. So let's assume that you have some money to spend. What should you spend it on in order to achieve the highest levels of happiness? Should you buy that pair of shoes or that new smartphone you've always wanted? Or should you spend it on an experience, a weekend at the beach, or a special meal with friends in an expensive restaurant? In some ways, it seems logical to spend your money on a physical object rather than an experience. Why? Because a physical object is something permanent, so people assume that the positive effects last longer. But in fact, this is not the case. According to research at Cornell University, the benefits of an experience are actually more lasting than the benefits of buying a physical object. But why is this the case? The research at Cornell, which was led by Dr. Thomas Gilovich, went on to explore this very question. He discovered that the problem with physical objects is that we get used to them. At first, when they are new, they make us feel good. But you soon stop noticing them, and then they're just part of the background. This is called adaptation. Basically, things can only be new and exciting for a short period of time. Experiences are different for several reasons. Firstly, your experiences are much more a part of you as a person than your possessions. Your possessions do say something about your personality, but in many ways, your experiences are your personality. Your memories of an amazing holiday or a great night out with friends form a real part of your identity, whereas your possessions are quite a superficial reflection of your personality. Secondly, experiences create stronger connections with other people, and these connections lead to greater happiness. Sharing a holiday with a friend creates a long-lasting bond between you, much stronger than simply having the same smartphone, for example. And even if you didn't share the experience itself, you can still make connections by telling people about it. In fact, a study by Dr. Gilovich has shown that even bad experiences can make you happier because you can turn them into good stories and share them with your friends. And finally, experiences make you happy because you are unlikely to compare your experiences with other people's experiences. Possessions, on the other hand, can often cause feelings of envy or inadequacy. People often feel bad if their car is less expensive than their neighbour's, or their house smaller, or their TV less modern. They buy the latest model of something, not because it will bring them happiness, but because they will feel inadequate if they don't. But experiences are your own and they are unique. There's no need for comparisons or competition.